About 40 visitors gathered at the opening of the free market. Food Not Bomb served breakfast, tofu and potatoes. Kelsey Omaro is a student housing out-of-town visitors in her home during the Republican convention.
I think that it's a great form of protest because it's like basically in protest of capitalism and saying that we have this ability to, you know, engage in different types of trade, such as the really, really free market. I think it's a great way for people to interact with one another, a great way to like learn how to share and like just gain like insight.
The concept is to share goods and services without monetary exchange. About three or four vendors set up on tables with wares ranging from games to craft supplies to books. Joe Lemieux's items filled an entire table, overflowing into additional boxes on the ground. Lemieux once owned a health food store, but lost the business due to a disagreement with his business partner.
Oh, I have all kinds of vitamins, herbs. I have a bunch of diapers. I have some hair colorings. I have a bunch of organic teas and things like that. So, you know, like I said, it was stuff that I had, you know, from the store, and it wasn't doing anything. So this is a good place to share.
Keith McHenry is one of the original co-founders of Food Not Bombs. He traveled to Tampa as part of the National World Gathering held last week.
The really, really free market here is a project that Food Not Bombs has organized for many years. The first really, really free market was organized by Christchurch, New Zealand, Food Not Bombs. And they had gotten the idea from the free store in the Haight-Ashbury in the 60s. And we're kind of famous for being a meal at the end of the Haight Street at Golden Gate Park. That's where we're first arrested for sharing food.
McHenry said most of the really, really free markets are organized in solidarity with Buy Nothing Day, held each year on the day after Thanksgiving, also called Black Friday in the U.S. and Canada. It's considered one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
The idea is to get rid of capitalism as a concept, because I think we need to go to a post-capitalist society. There's more than enough junk made, enough stuff around, that if we just organize it, we can make a real strong statement that we don't need to keep manufacturing more stuff that we throw in landfills.
Food Not Bombs will continue to serve two meals per day at Voice of Freedom Park until the end of the Republican convention later this week. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.